It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. You heard different music there going from one to the other. What's going on here? Well, let me explain if I might. The last bit of music you heard is the what's known as the theme tune in the UK for a series called The Bill. The Bill that ran from 1984 until 2007, and that series was a realistic view of the police department. Now, the U.S. had Hill Street Blues, which, of course, was caught in typical American actors and actresses trying to see how they could have the star billing power, and also seeing how they could be so different from everything else going on and make news about their series. And it was a lot of melodramatic hoodoo. The Bill is much, much more down to earth as a series. I've been watching running it more, and I'm six what they call series in. That's six seasons, as we would know here in the UK, here in the US. And one thing I relate to this is I worked in a municipal government for 20 years, and I did a lot with the police department. I've actually continued to work in with government types involving all sorts of things involving my political work. And as I run the Bill, I relate to a good deal of it. One thing pops up here in the series 6, episode 82 is an episode, Pride and Prejudice. The series debuted October 11th, 1990. That episode specifically is about one character. Oh, it's about a whole bunch of characters. It's about it comes out that one of the police officers is very concerned because he's handled an AIDS fellow who has what we call at the time AIDS. And the reaction of this fellow is fascinating looking at it now, some 31 and a half years later from October 11th of 1990. Fascinating because we have a whole other view of AIDS today. It's interesting that the view at that time was as this Officer Garfield, as he was, PC Garfield, viewed it, which is to be scared and concerned that it's an infection you could catch, and you'll you're infected and you'll die, and oh, we're all going to die. Remember that? Those of you old enough may recall that. As is so well documented in a book I strongly recommend, which is called The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy, that is exactly the kind of, remember I used the word hoodoo involving Hill Street Blues, melodramatic hoodoo? Well, melodramatic hoodoo well fits the charade that Fauci did during the AIDS epidemic as he was trying to get across to everybody. All of this, all of the mess that we've seen around the world, especially here in the States, since 2020, almost 2 years ago, was all produced because of the efforts of one Anthony Fauci. Same is true with the AIDS situation. It was brought. He specifically at point said we all need to be concerned. We all could catch it. It could be traveling in the air. We're all going to die. Basically, PC Garfield has heard this garbage that Fauci was throwing around that ended up going around the world and certainly to the UK, and everybody reacted to it, tying in various health agencies who were on board to this and certainly the pharmaceutical companies who were very much on board this. And all of the silliness involving, well, HIV and AIDS, and you can pick it up by breathing. And if you don't, you need to watch being close to people. It's a virus, and you can get sick and have colds. And at one point, even in this episode, Garfield mentions about picking it up and having flu-like symptoms. It's very interesting. It's very interesting hearing that from 31 and a half years later. 31 and a half years later. And Anthony Fauci is still guiding our health issues. Why on earth do we have a fraud like that doing it? Why is he not only why is he out being able to guide anyone to do anything, but why on earth isn't this man in prison for life? He has killed countless numbers of humans across the planet. The garbage he spread about AIDS, trying to connect it to HIV, coming up with a bunch of medicine that didn't work, and in fact killed thousands and thousands in Africa, making up that Africans had an AIDS problem, which they didn't, but he just found something over there that was flu-like and virus-like, and so he tagged it as being AIDS and said it was the same kind of AIDS that he found in the U.S., but they're completely, entirely, nearly entirely different. But he got away with it, and he's still getting away with it. 31 and a half years later, we could watch this episode of The Bill, season 6, episode 82, Pride and Prejudice, watch that episode and say, why was P.C. Garfield all upset? Because he wasn't alone. A lot of people were upset. A lot of people were scared. I remember I was working, involving various tourists and such coming through Florida, interacting all the time. I remember having a little concern about it. And at the time, I happened to be studying this issue of virology, biological viruses and such, more evolutionary biology, about I was studying at the time about how dinosaurs may have died, and one idea might have been that a virus went through them. That, and you start to study that, you start to tie into all the other virus hysteria that has happened here, especially in the 20th century, which almost all of it was cooked up to sell pharmaceutical, the pharmaceutical industry, whether it be by Rockefeller all the way to Fauci and all points in between. Amazingly, Rockefeller still got beyond creating a lot of hoodoo. He continued in a prosperous and powerful position, much like Anthony Fauci. Why are we letting this happen? Wondering 31 and a half years from today, if we will look back and realize what a bunch of nudniks we were to listen to that clown. We're not looking at this point right now today, February 9th, 2022. We're not looking back and saying what a bunch of hoodoo today to what P.C. Garfield was thinking. And so many others in reality were thinking back then, we just let it go like it didn't happen. It's not like AIDS went away. Still around, still infecting, or whatever it's doing to people. That's still never been clear. It's still not known what actually causes AIDS. Fauci was trying to push this medicine that, oddly enough, he also pushed to treat the coronavirus 19, quote unquote, viruses. He basically pushed the same medicine. Neither worked in either case, and yet he's bringing back one theory he had that would help further financially charge the pharmaceutical industry with a quote-unquote vaccine that can cure AIDS. About a month ago now, he's starting to get approval for this garbage because they can all make money from it. Not that necessarily works, and not that the actual tests that need to be done would be done. As you would learn in the Kennedy book, if you read that, or if you're there at the time, those quote-unquote vaccines or shots that were used here in the States involving AIDS and then later in Africa not only did not work, but killed tons, especially over in Africa, because they didn't have the same problem. It was a different, something different. It wasn't widespread even. But it didn't matter because the pharmaceutical companies got a hold of the governments. The governments made money. The pharmaceutical companies made money. The media made money. Everybody made money and killed people. And Anthony Fauci is still in charge today. How is that happening? It's a fascinating to view what we've been through here. Not just between basically 2 years ago now to the present, but also look back what was going on during the AIDS epidemic, as it was being called at the time. Remember that word, AIDS epidemic? Completely made up by Anthony Fauci. And here we go again. Now, gratefully, thankfully, this guy is heading to be, 82 years old, and he can't be on the planet much longer, and that his reign will come to an end. But will the person who takes his place or people basically wield the same power and do continue the same garbage? And why do we keep electing people to let that clown have any word in anything? And why, to show how it is, today in February of 2022, we can see Anthony Fauci and seeing people start to turn away from him, including the media. But it was only a few months ago where he's on the cover of magazines. You can't say anything against it without being thrown off social media. You can't say anything against it without being, poo-pooed by your friends and your neighbors. Because even today, they don't know any of this. And they don't want to know. And they don't want to hear it. They want to believe that Fauci will save them. They have created a false god who can do no wrong. So here we are 31 and a half years later after this episode of The Bill. Will this continue? I would love to hope that a year from now, we will look back and somehow intelligence will have superseded all forms of emotion, and we'll look back and say, Anthony Fauci was a fraud. He killed people with AIDS, and he killed people with, because there's no doubt, blood's on his hands. The hysteria that he caused, the hypochondria that we saw sweep through our population has killed thousands of people because they've got shots. They're worthless. Yes, okay, it may help you if you happen to catch it, but the chances of you dying from quote-unquote COVID-19 viruses, the chances of that, you get more likely you'll get struck by lightning. Can you get sick? Can it ruin your life? It could. So will a heart attack? My friend John, who just had a stroke. These things happen, guys. We live, we die. But we can't let frauds like Anthony Fauci get you thinking like P.C. Garfield did in the Bill Season 6, Episode 82, Pride and Prejudice. You have to get beyond that. You have to be able to look beyond and around and see that there's more out there than what's being pitched to you. That maybe there's a fraud to it. That maybe someone's trying to sell something, make money, get power over you, to tell you what you can and can't do. You've got to, when you see that kind of power coming at you, you need to look off to the side. Look to the right, look to the left, walk around to the back, look at it from that way, go above, look down, look under, look over, read, research, learn. Don't just accept. Know what you're dealing with. PC, that basically was what the message of that episode was, a PC Garfield. Unfortunately, I think it was sad that the episode showed only one being really scared of it. At the time, I remember there were more people scared than not, but PC Garfield is a great example, and as one character resembles, we could recognize that resembles so many people we've seen here in the last 2 years involving the virus situation. That's not to say you won't get a virus, not to say you won't get sick, not to say you won't die, or me either. I could be dead in 2 weeks for all I know. But that doesn't mean we fall for the sickening, frankly, what this title of this episode is, prejudice against things that are not things we can actually control. It is great to see that we're starting to realize, just as we eventually did with AIDS, it's just something we got to live with. Now, one thing with AIDS, now in the case of the character who wasn't P.C. Garfield who had AIDS, it was someone who was involved with a police situation who had AIDS. Now, the way that individual got AIDS was not through sexual contact, but because of a transfusion that happened actually before all this came out, which I found interesting because a lot of people didn't know that AIDS is likely something that's been around a long time, much like the very probably the virus, what we call COVID-19 viruses were around a very long time. And will be around forever, just like what we now call AIDS, which is a big, remember, what we know about AIDS, big giant question mark. and likely not a virus at all, and involving virus 19, what we call COVID-19, we're not really still all clear about what that is and where it came about and how it happened. So we can't hide and live in the shadows and hide under rocks and be scared all the time. We have to realize life continues. I may pick up the virus here in the next week and be dead in 2 weeks, and you're listening to this after I'm gone. I don't get to live forever. We all don't. We gotta live, and you can't live. PC Garfield was wanting to hide under a rock. Don't hide under a rock. Stand up. Be active. You know, wash your hands, be careful, you know, keep some distance. I've been doing that anyway for decades since I was little. I've always kept distance to folks. I just rather, because it's why not? So, and for some reason, I haven't picked up the virus. I don't know why. I've been directly exposed a number of times. I've been also directly exposed to an enormous amount of people from all over the world for decades. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'll be sick again. Who knows? But we can't hide. We have to have some sense. That sense comes from being intelligent and reasoned and not hysterical. Take the emotion out. Take the emotion out and live and live. Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Who knows when I'll be podcasting next and what I may. Oh, there's so much going on. Who knows what I may be podcasting next. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be Rob's Writing sometime down the road. Bye-bye. It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really